Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English, the show that helps you learn. My name is Anna, and today we have a very interesting topic for you about pictures. Our topic today is hobbies, and the title for today, Do You Like to Take Pictures? Do you like to take pictures? Peter, do you take a lot of pictures?
Well, everyone else takes so many pictures that I don't need to. It's kind of nice. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Well, we have some great information today about how to take pictures. Let's start with the Read It. Follow along with Peter.
Alex is getting into photography. He took a great action shot of a jumping basketball player. Taylor doesn't take many pictures. Photography is not her hobby. Susie and Abby went for a walk. They saw an eagle in the distance. Susie tried to take a picture, but it wasn't very good.
All right, so we know today we are talking about pictures. And our friends at LTE TV are very interested in this hobby.
That's right. We have many photographers here at the studio. But we also have some bad photographers, too. So we'll talk about that today. But first, let's go to our keywords with Christina.
Alex 最近很热衷摄影，名词摄影就是 photography， 这个字真的很长，我们来把它拆开来记 ，photography，photography， 这里面的 ph 发的是 f 的音 ，photography。他昨天在公园看人家打篮球，结果就拍了一张动态中的照片 ，he took an action shot of the players。An action shot 就是一张行动中的照片。Action 是动作、行动的意思，而 shot 可以指照片。Taylor 不常拍照，摄影算不上是他的嗜好。Photography is not her hobby. Hobby 就是嗜好。Susie 和 Abby 去散步，他们看到一只老鹰。老鹰是 eagle. They saw an eagle. 他们看到的老鹰是在远处。The eagle was in the distance. 名词 distance 可以表达距离或是远处的意思。
Do you want to see some pictures, Abby?
Sure, Alex. Did you take them yourself?
Yes, I went to the park yesterday after work and took them.
Let me see them. Oh, this is a great action shot.
Thank you. I watched those two basketball players play for a long time, but I did get a good picture of one guy jumping into the air.
You really did. Well, Alex is showing some pictures to Abby. In yesterday's lesson, Alex asked people around the office about how to take good pictures.He got some good tips. And after work, he practiced taking pictures.
Remember, to be a good photographer, you need to take a lot of pictures. And Alex is taking a lot of pictures. So he will be a good photographer.
I hope so. He is already getting better. Earlier, it was hard to tell what the subject was.And the pictures were too dark. But he took some better ones now.
He took a great action shot. Let's talk about what that means. The picture is of two people playing basketball. They are moving really fast. That's what action is. Moving, jumping, playing.
That's right. Do you like to watch action movies?These kinds of movies have lots of loud noises, people fighting, explosions, action.
Yeah, and the picture is an action shot. So what does shot mean? Sometimes we call a picture a shot. When someone takes a good picture, you can tell them, great shot.
So what kind of action shot did he take? It is two people playing basketball, and the picture is of one guy jumping into the air. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
Alex 拍了一张打篮球的人腾空跳跃的照片。他说 ,I did get a good picture of one guy jumping into the air. 我们要学句尾用的 jumping into the air。只要是向空中做了某一个动作就可以用 into the air。比如你看到一只鸟飞向空中就可以说 the bird flies into the air。如果是有人送你香水但你不太擦香水可以把它喷在空气中就说 I can spray it into the air 这些都是 into the air 的用法
Thanks Christina When something is not touching the ground we say that it is in the air and we use this phrase when you do something in the air you can throw a ballinto the air, and you can jump into the air.
And Alex shot a picture of a guy jumping into the air. That must be hard to do.
Friends, do you like to take action shots? Maybe you can take pictures of people jumping. It's really fun. Here's a picture of me jumping into the air.Have you taken an action shot of people jumping into the air before?
Wow, Peter, that is really cool. Great action shot. Friends, do you have great action shots? Then show a friend and practice your English.
Right now, though, it's time to go to our next conversation. Let's see what our friends are up to.
Hey, Taylor.Do you like to take pictures?
I do, sometimes, but it's not really my hobby. Why do you ask?
Alex is getting into photography, so I've been thinking about it.
Do you like to take pictures? Are you interested in photography?
No, not really. I don't take too many pictures.
Yeah.I only take pictures when I'm on vacation.
We talked about what a photographer is yesterday. That is a person that likes taking a lot of pictures. Or they take pictures for a job. But what is photography?
Well, photography is the thing you do. When you take pictures...That is photography.
So we all know that Alex is getting into photography. That means he is starting to like the hobby more and more. He is taking more and more pictures. He is showing everyone his pictures all the time.
That's right. But he is getting better and better. Before, you couldn't tell what the subject was in his pictures.But now, he is taking great action shots. I want to get into photography, too.
Friends, what is something that you are getting into? Maybe another way you can use this is reading a book, and you start to like it. You can say, I am getting into this book.
Hey, Peter, I saw you reading a book before the show. Do you like the book?
Well, at first it was boring, but I'm reading it more now, and I'm getting into the story. I really like it. How about you, Anna?
Well, I'm reading a book, but I'm not really into it.
You don't like the book?
No, not really.
Oh, that's great!
No, not really. I'm thinking of starting a different book. It's just not for me.
No. Anna, you said today's calendar phrase.
No, not really.
No, not really. 不，不是很想。
Want to go to the movies?
No, not really.
Want to go to the park?
No, not really.
Want to listen to music?
No, not really.
Want to go shopping?
Sure, let's go shopping!
No, not really.
No, not really. 不，不是很想。
Well, Rob says this phrase when he is talking to Taylor. He's not really interested in photography. That's why he doesn't take too many pictures.
When you say you don't do something too much, that means you don't really like it. Well, friends, we've learned a lot, so let's take a break right now. We'll be back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the show. Today is all about photography. Do you want to be a professional photographer? Or do you like to take pictures as a hobby?
Taking pictures is great. When you are having a good time or you go on vacation, you can take pictures to remember it. Okay, friends, let's go to our last conversation today.
I'm glad we went for a walk, Susie.
Me too. Hey, what's that over there in the distance?
It looks like an eagle.
I'm going to try to take a picture of it with my phone.
It's pretty far away.
I can try to take one. Well, that's not a very good picture.
Oh, well, we both have a picture of it in our minds. Well, in conversation C, Abby and Susie are going for a walk in nature. They are really enjoying the scenery. And a good way to share things like this with other people, or remember it, is to take a picture.
That's right. And during the walk, they see an eagle. And Susie wants to take a picture of it with her phone?
Yeah, come on, Peter. If you saw an eagle, you would do the same thing. She just thought she could take a good picture with her phone.
Anna, what have we been talking about for 2 days? The subject should fill the frame. That means it should be really close.
Okay, maybe you are right. It is in the distance. That's pretty far away. Let's go to Christina to talk more about this phrase, in the distance.
Susie 在远远的地方看到一个东西，她问 Abby 那是什么？ What's that over there in the distance? 句尾的片语 in the distance 就是远处的意思，这也是一个值得学习的片语，因为日常生活里一定可以用到。比如你昨天远远的看到了 Jesse， 就可以说 I saw Jesse yesterday in the distance。或者有人天生说话就很大声，你远远就可以听到他的声音。I could hear her in the distance.
So the word distance talks about how far something is from something else. Like, what's the distance between me and Anna? About this much.
A long distance is really far, and a short distance is really close. But what about this phrase, in the distance? That means you can see it, but it is really far.
So you need a good camera to take a picture of something in the distance. Not something like a phone, but these cameras are expensive and really big. Have you ever seen a camera like this before?
Well, our friends didn't get a good picture of the eagle, but at least they have a picture of it in their minds. Peter, what does it mean to have a picture in your mind?
Well, when you think, you can see the picture, right? Well, that is what Abby is talking about. They can remember it in their memory, and they can talk about it later. All right, friends, we've learned a lot today, and now it's time to go to our keywords.
Here is our first keyword of the day. Photography. Photography. James is really good at photography.
Action. Action. I enjoy watching action movies.
Hobby. Hobby. Swimming is one of my hobbies.
Eagle. Eagle. Look at that eagle fly.
Distance. Distance. I can see mountains in the distance. Well, those are the keywords for today. It's time to review our lesson one more time. Let's watch.
Do you want to see some pictures, Abby?
Sure, Alex. Did you take them yourself?
Yes, I went to the park yesterday after work and took them.
Let me see them. Oh, this is a great action shot.
Thank you. I watched those two basketball players play for a long time, but I did get a good picture of one guy jumping into the air.
You really did.
Hey, Taylor, do you like to take pictures?
I do, sometimes, but it's not really my hobby. Why do you ask?
Alex is getting into photography, so I've been thinking about it.
Do you like to take pictures? Are you interested in photography?
No, not really. I don't take too many pictures.
Yeah, I only take pictures when I'm on vacation.
I'm glad we went for a walk, Susie.
Me too. Hey, what's that over there in the distance?
It looks like an eagle.
I'm going to try to take a picture of it with my phone.
It's pretty far away.
I can try to take one. Well, that's not a very good picture.
Oh, well, we both have a picture of it in our minds.
Ginger, I want to take an action shot, so please move around a little, okay?
Monkey Man, you're taking too many pictures.
Well, I love taking pictures. Photography is one of my hobbies.
Can you take pictures of someone else?
Well, you're the only one here. No one else is here, so please move around a little bit and smile, okay?
Monkey Man, please stop taking pictures.
Aren't you interested in photography, Ginger?
Not really. I only take pictures when I'm on vacation.
Well, then, let's take a vacation.
A vacation? Can we travel to the jungle?
Yes, great idea. And then I can take a lot of pictures.
Yeah, and then I can get a lot of bananas. Yay!
Oh, good, good. Keep moving, Ginger. Yes,
yay!
Great. Oh.
Are you going out again?
Well, honey, I'm going out to see my friends.
But
that you went out with your friends last night.
Well, those were different friends.
And the night before?
They were my other friends.
You have too many friends. You never have time for me, your wife.
Oh, honey, don't cry. I don't think that there are, well, too many is a lot of... I don't really have... Oh, man, I need Super Sentence Man.
Always here when you call. Yes, I am Super Sentence Man, and today's Super Sentence is I don't something too many something else. You want to say... I don't have too many friends.
Exactly. Thank you, honey. I don't have too many friends.
Great. Now, just for fun, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. I don't read too many books.
I don't read too many books.
That's because he's always out with his friends.
Well, what about you? Can you give me this super sentence in your own way?
Okay. I don't try too many new things.
I don't try too many new things.
Oh, that's because she always stays at home.
Well, you are both really good at sharing super sentences. You know... what's your name again?
Dennis.
Dennis, maybe you should spend some time with your wife?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, and always remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Honey, I don't have too many friends, but I have decided not to go out with my friends tonight.
Oh, really? This is wonderful news.
Yeah. Instead, my friends are coming over here to see us. Come on in, guys. Yeah. Great to see you. All right. The game is on. Hey, it's something new. All right. When the game is on.
Well, friends, we learned about photography. Taking pictures is a great hobby. You can take pictures when you do fun things. And if you like the picture, you can put it on your wall in your home.
What do you think makes a good picture? Do you have an idea for a good picture? That's great! Get a camera and go and try to take a picture of it.
Yes, if you can picture it in your mind, try using a camera to make it real. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us and see you next time here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.